Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A new exhibit recently opened at the Crocker Art Museum in downtown Sacramento. It's called Black Artists in America, From Civil Rights to the Bicentennial. The exhibit captures the powerful works of Black artists at a critical moment in American history across the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. And it also features local reflections and work courtesy of Sacramento area students. Joining us now for a closer look at the exhibit, which runs through May, is Dr. Francesca Wilmot, the curator at the Crocker Art Museum. Good afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
So there is a backstory to this traveling exhibit. Can you share with us what brought Black artists in America to the Crocker?
Absolutely. So this exhibition was curated by Dr. Ernestine Lavelle Jenkins, and it traveled to us from the Dixon Gallery and Gardens in Memphis, Tennessee. And it's actually the second iteration of a three-part exhibition series that they're doing focused on Black artists in America. So the first iteration opened during COVID, and so unfortunately it was unable to travel. And so we are the beneficiaries of the second version of this show.
I had the Crocker on during the pandemic, just explaining, I mean, all the wheels that have to align to get exhibits and to the Crocker as well as other museums, and that the pandemic really threw a kink in scheduling, you know, because these are traveling exhibits. For people who are going to be taking this in, I know that you couldn't do it during the pandemic, of course. This is a second installation. What can they expect?
So the exhibition includes 60 brilliant and powerful works made by the leading artists in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Many of those artists are well-known names. They received attention during their lifetimes. Others are recent rediscoveries, artists who are left out of history. And so I think when you visit the exhibition, one of the big takeaways is just how diverse the range of creativity is. There's abstraction, there's figuration, there's political protest art. There's really a wide range of artistic expression on view.
And it's not just visual art, correct?
That's right. So we do have a vinyl record in the show as well. And so one of my goals with the exhibition was to demonstrate that the artists were not just, you know, making paintings and sculptures and drawings, but their creative practices transcended the canvas. They were poets, they were musicians, they were politically engaged, writing plays, really using whatever means they had available to communicate their message.
You mentioned that this exhibit comes from Memphis, Tennessee, but there is a really great local edition at the Crocker Art Museum, and we're going to listen to some Sacramento area youth who shared some poems. Before we dive into that, how did that come about?
Yes, so the Crocker has a long and fruitful partnership with the Sojourner Truth African Heritage Museum here in Sacramento and with the founding director, Shona McDaniels. And so when we were working on this exhibition, we met with Shona to think through some ways that we could make the exhibition relevant locally and really spotlight youth in our community through the show. And so with Shona's help and coordination, we were able to include poetic responses for almost every work in the show by students locally.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the students. What are their age ranges?
So they range in age from 7 to 23 years old, and they are at all different schools across Sacramento. Even a few students from Georgia and Florida slipped into the mix. So it's really fun to see how they responded to the works on view.
We're going to listen to some of them right now. The first one we're going to listen to is Naz Muhammad, 16 years old and is homeschooled here in Sacramento. And the poem was inspired by the Merton D. Simpson piece, Confrontation.
This poem is inspired by the Merton D. Simpson art piece titled Confrontation. He was only 15, just a year younger than me, shot dead in the streets, killed by an officer of the police. Oh, and he was off duty. Why are you carrying a gun, sir? You hung up your hat and took off your shirt. I would say you were done with your day's work. People on the fence don't know which side to be on. Black and white. No, wrong and right. Because James Powell was just a kid even if he had a knife. The officer had no real cause to draw his gun. I guess he was trigger happy playing target practice when he sees black boys run. People everywhere. And riot ensues. No one gave a care. It was blacks against the NYPD blues. Systematically, we've been profiled. When will it ever end? The time is right now, so we all can win.
And that is 16-year-old Naz Mohammed. Where is his work going to be at the exhibit?
Yeah, so this work is paired with a work by John Biggers called The Man. And it's, when you enter the gallery, it's kind of in the back right corner in a very quiet contemplative niche. And I thought that it was important to place these works kind of in this quieter space because of such a powerful message that they convey.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to listen to the powerful work. The next one we're going to listen to is Nasara McDaniel's Keys, 19 years old, from Sacramento City College.
Nasara McDaniel's Keys, in the title of this poem, is Sarah. In the depths of history pages, a tale of strength and courage rages. Black women, warriors bold and true, in daring struggle and breaking through. From the days of slavery chains, their spirit rose above the pain. With heart afire, they fought the fight for freedom dawn. They shone so bright. Through the fields of cotton, they toiled long. Their voices silent, but not for long. With resilience and grace, they stood tall. Their spirits unbreakable, never to fall. In the face of adversity, they found their voice, speaking truth and demanding choice. Their words like music, a powerful song, inspiring generations righting the wrongs. From civil rights to women's rights, black women fought with all their might. They broke down barriers, shattering glass ceilings. Their strength and brilliance truly revealing. In art and literature, they left their mark. Their creativity igniting a spark. Their stories and voices forever heard, celebrating the beauty, every single word. Black women, queens of strength and grace, their presence fills every space. They are the pillars, the guiding light, uplifting others with all their might. So let's celebrate their legacy, their trumpets and their bravery. For black women, warriors, bold and true, we stand with you and we honor you.
And that is 19-year-old Nasara McDaniel's Keys. You know, I've been to the Crocker Museum many, many times, but I have to say I just love what you're doing with this and incorporating this into this exhibit.
Thank you. Yeah, the exhibition has really inspired us to take a close look at our collection. It allows us to see what the strengths are, as well as areas of oversight and gaps historically. And so the work that Nasara is responding to is a recently acquired print by Charles White. It's a print called Sarah, and it's on view with another recently acquired work by Samila Lewis in the exhibition.
Yeah, I love how it just compliments. It's wonderful. The final one we're going to here from is from Kyle Hayes, 16 years old, from Elk Grove High School.
Amos and Andy poem, made by Kyle Hayes from Elk Grove High School. In strokes of courage and defiance, Donaldson's art unveils a powerful alliance. Amos and Andy, reborn anew, no longer caricatures, but heroes true. Confronting problems with weapons advanced, they stand tall, ready to take a stance. Star of transformation, a liberation's call, Aunt Jemima rises, breaking the fall. From whitewashed past to destiny's embrace, Amos and Andy reclaim their rightful place. Honoring the struggle, the revolutionary fights, Donaldson's painting brings history to light.
And that is 16-year-old Kyle Hayes, who attends Elk Grove High School. What I also love about this is that this exhibit looks to the past, right? We're looking at key moments in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. But by bringing in youth of today, it really reminds us of the importance of the past to really soak in this current moment in history.
Yes, I think one of the big takeaways from the exhibition is that so many of the themes that the artists were exploring during this time period are still really relevant. They're ideas and goals that are being fought for today. And so we can see how far we've come, but also how much work is left to be done.
And the exhibit is already open. It runs through May. How has the response been? What are audiences taking away?
Yeah, we've had an incredible response. And on Sunday, February the 18th, we will be hosting our Black History Month Festival. And so we invite everybody to come back and experience it in person. It'll be a day full of poetry readings, music, live performances.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what time does it go from? Because it's this weekend.
It's this weekend. It's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's free for all. So please come out and bring your family and your friends. It's going to be wonderful.
You mentioned that this is the second installment of Black Artists in America, and it goes from the 50s through the 70s. Will there be a third installment? Because a lot has happened since the 1970s as well.
Yes. So the Dixon Gallery is working on a third installment. It's looking at the 1980s through 9/11. So keep an eye out for that.
Wonderful. Well, Francesca, thank you so much. Anything else you want people to know about this exhibit?
Just to come on out on Sunday. We really hope to see everyone there. And thank you so much for having me.
And that is Dr. Francesca Wilmont, a curator at the Crocker Art Museum, discussing the museum's new Black Artists in America exhibit, which features local collection pieces, as well as loans from across the country and local student poetry. The exhibit runs through May. And the poets, the student youth that we heard from today were Naz Muhammad, 16 years old in Sacramento, Nasara McDaniel-Keys, 19 years old, attends Sacramento City College, and Kyle Hayes, 16 years old, and attends Elk Grove High School in Sacramento County. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or really wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to reach out to us, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our show music, you're listening to it, is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We're going to catch you back here after the holiday on Tuesday, right at noon.